There's the man, Kurt Johnson, Chief Soccer Officer, NCFC, and the North Carolina Courage. CSO is a great title, by the way. I wish somebody would give me a title, Chief Radio Officer, but they're smart enough to not do that.
It's coming. It's coming.
No, no. All right, so I'm going crazy. I cannot wait until 2 o'clock today. We won't see lineups for a little bit. Would you make any changes to what we have seen so far?
I would. Yeah. Yeah. I think you got to get Reyna or Aronson in the starting lineup, I think.
Who would come out?
Well, I think the center forward. I love the concept of putting Weah in as a center forward, get all your best players on the field. But I think the main thing is just keep getting better. The team, just if they can just keep improving each game. Obviously, the second half of the Wales excluded, they've played 3 out of 4 very good halves. Give us 2 more, and we take the W and move on.
Yeah, well, obviously, we can't move on without a win today, and that we're going to talk about goal scoring in a second. Because you mentioned the 2 draws, 2 very different feelings. I think there was a sense that it was a 1-1 loss to Wales, as opposed to the feeling that it was a 0-0 win over England. Did you feel the same way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I mean, as well as they played in the first half and, you know, dominated possession, you know, get the goal to come away with a tie. And again, more importantly, regress in the second half and how we played. It wasn't that they played great. It was more that, you know, we weren't as good, I think, was the frustration.
Yeah. Look, the goal was really a mistake, a poor decision by Walker Zimmerman to even challenge. He could have just stood up and played defense on Gareth Bale. There wasn't much for him to do. And to be honest, balls on the ground by Wales in the second half weren't causing the problems that balls in the air were. But if Zimmerman just plays defense, then they probably get out of there with a 1-0 win. So with all of that, they probably still were good enough to do that. I loved the defensive way that they attacked England. They were as good as England is in the midfield. The United States midfield kind of won that match, no?
I think so. You know, I mean, look, I think we've got a lot of guys that can play with the ball that have played enough with each other to understand one another. You know, they appear to be highly motivated, cohesive, and they can attack. They're dangerous. Yeah, we just got to stay away from, you know, the self-inflicted wounds, and I think we'll be fine today. But easier said than done. Iran is talented. Mm-hmm. You know, none of us know a lot about them, but that doesn't mean that they don't have a lot of talent.
No, I think they're really good, and they're a difficult team to play against in normal circumstances. And now you add the fact that they don't need to win. They could 0-0 is great for them. They're through. They go through with a draw today. How do you play against? How do you attack a team that doesn't have to score to advance? And you know the United States has had goal scoring issues really for the last several years. How do you approach the game knowing that they're just going to sit back?
And it's doubly challenging because Carlos Kiroš is a you know, somebody that has his fingerprints all over U.S. soccer. I mean, he's served in a lot of important roles, coaching roles, mm-hmm. in U.S. soccer over the years. So he knows the United States. He knows our players very well. I think we've got the players that can break them down. And that's – okay, you're going to break them down through the run of play, or are you going to break them down through set pieces? Well, a lot of times in the past in World Cups, we've relied more on the set pieces, maybe a little bit less on the individual or combination play breaking them down. I think this team is better at breaking them down, you know, individually, we have plenty of players that can beat people one-on-one, you know, make a play happen on their own. I want us to be better on set pieces, because the combination of the two is how we reach our next level as a team and maybe make a little run in this thing.
Yeah, Christian Pulisic's free kicks, corners were better against England than they were, no question about that, against Wales. Kurt Johnson, Chief Soccer Officer, NC Courage, NCFC. Who has stood out to you over the first 120-plus minutes here? More than that. Wait a second. It's 90-plus 90. 180-plus minutes. Yeah. My gosh, I can't do math anymore.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, the ones that I was not necessarily concerned about, but, you know, wasn't sure what we'd see. Tim Ream, I think he has, he's been really good. And there was a lot of discussion about who are the right center backs, you know, and he's shown really well. You know, I'm a defender at heart and in practicality. So, you know, our outside backs in particular, our left-sided back, you know, I love watching him play.
Jedi Robinson's great.
Yeah, the combination of the ground that he covers, the tenacity he plays with, the fact that he puts defenses on their heels and makes them worry about him. Yeah, he turns the ball over some and all that, but I think those two on the left side of defense have been huge for us. I expected Pulisic to play well. I expected Yunus Musa to play well. I expected Tyler Adams to play well. I think those two have really impressed me.
Yeah, it's interesting. They've played really well for Fulham, too. I watch a lot of Premier League, and they have been dynamite. The selection of Tim Ream came out of left field for a lot of people because he hadn't been included in the qualifying process, really. It's been over a year since I think he had been in the team. And, like, out of nowhere, like, he chooses Tim Ream, and then they ask him, what about that? He goes, have you watched Fulham? I'm like, well, yeah. Well, why hasn't he been part of this whole mix? It's been very cool to watch. But you're right about Jedi. Jedi's been dying, but he was really good throughout the whole qualifying process. I thought he was one of their best players. All right, who scores? I think we're going to need two goals today. Who scores two goals? It doesn't have to be the same person, obviously. Who's getting them?
Okay, I'll go off the beaten path a little bit. I'll say Walker Zimmerman, finally on some type of set piece, because we've been so poor the first two games. You got to feel like we can be better at that. And then I'll go straight up Pulisic.
Christian Pulisic and Walker Zimmerman. Look, I don't care who scores them. I don't care if Matt Turner scores them off a header. All right. Now, this is a big picture thing for Kurt Johnson of NCFC, because I thought this was very telling. More than 20 million people watched USA England in this country on Friday. When you've been in soccer your whole life, when you see that number, what does it say to you?
This holiday season, switch to Boost Mobile and get a single line unlimited plan for $25 a month and
a partridge in a pear tree
coverage on America's largest 5G networks.
How about seven swans of swimming?
No, but if you're not satisfied within the first 30 days, Boost gives you your money back.
Turtle doves, French hens?
The lowest truly unlimited plan on the market, one line for $25 a month when you switch.
I'll take it.
Boost Mobile. Unleash your power. Limited time offer. New customers only. One line for $25 per month with auto pay. Device must be returned in like new condition. Monthly service refunded via e-gift card. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Tis the season for super fast internet. In fact, tis always the season for super fast internet. Switch to Frontier Fiber 1 gig service for upload speeds 25 times faster than cable. And with our whole home Wi-Fi guarantee, we'll make sure everyone's new devices work in every room. All for just $59.99 a month with auto pay. Plus, get a $200 Visa reward card on us. Uncable yourself. Get fiber internet from Frontier. Go to frontier.com/fast2 for complete offer terms, eligibility, and service performance details. Speak lane based on competitor advertised speeds and market. Service is subject to availability.
You know, I mean, growth, but it's more than that. It's, and it, there's, as you know, everybody compares TV numbers to other sports, and some of it's apples and oranges right. and everything. The bottom line is people love the sport in this country. And that's something that a lot of people have invested a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and money in to get to this point. And it's so rewarding. It's so exciting to see the hard work of so many people be rewarded with the growth in fandom, the growth in coverage, the growth in the level of the talent I think that this team has. It's everything. It's a swirl of all of it. And I just hope that they can seize this moment, play their best, because I think their best will put them through. And I think their best could win a couple more games. And then you just never know what happens. So, yeah, I just it's a groundswell of energy to continue on, because it hasn't been an easy fight, shall we say.
No, it's still kind of new here, even though new is a relative term. New yeah. relative to the, you know, baseball has been around since before the turn of the 20th century. You know, football early in the 20th century. All of these sports have been around here for such a long, long time. And we're really in the toddler stages of where we are as a soccer-playing country. But, man, it's addictive, and I love it. And the World Cup, I've always liked the World Cup. I love the World Cup. But I've been more interested in the sport over the last year than I have ever been, and it's just awesome. And I thank you very much for your time.
One last point. Sorry, the sure. Men's World Cup fuels the women's game, and the Women's World Cup fuels the men's game, and that's the beauty of the sport. It feeds on one another.
It does, and the women have been ahead of the men in terms, in terms of success. But I think it's really helped the interest level for everybody that the women have been so good. And I think the men need to catch up, but hopefully they'll start that process today at 2:00. Kurt Johnson, at Kurt Johnson 17. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he's kind of doesn't tweet a lot. He just says thank you to people, which is fine. Thank you very much, sir. Talk to you soon.
Enjoy. Thank you.
So I switched to Boost Mobile and got this free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone.
Why do you think they call it the Galaxy?
Maybe because the Samsung Galaxy A23 has a huge screen, and galaxies are huge gravitationally bound systems of stars rotating around a supermassive black hole.
And the phone is free?
When you switch to Boost Mobile.
Cool. You lost me at gravitationally bound.
Switch to Boost and get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power. Limited time offer while supplies last. New customers only. Excludes tax. One device offer per line. Only available on certain networks. 5G not available everywhere. Additional restrictions apply. See local Boost Mobile store for details.